Women and men differ in caffeine response, by Thrivus Admin, on Monday, January 20, 2025. Caffeine is a well-known stimulant that enhances athletic performance across various sports. A new study explores how caffeine affects sprint performance differently in men and women. Research has shown that caffeine can increase alertness and reduce fatigue during physical activities. This investigation aimed to better understand caffeine's impact, particularly in athletes trained in high-intensity activities. Caffeine's role as an ergogenic aid is popular among athletes for boosting performance in short-duration, high-intensity exercises. Most studies have focused on its effects on men, leaving a gap concerning potential sex differences. This study sought to fill that gap by examining both male and female athletes' responses to caffeine during repeated sprints. Caffeine acts mainly on the central nervous system, enhancing performance by reducing fatigue and increasing focus and endurance. High-intensity exercises like sprints depend heavily on anaerobic metabolism, making caffeine of interest for its potential benefits. The study utilized the Wingate test, a standard method for evaluating anaerobic output, to assess performance changes with caffeine intake. As researchers aim to uncover sex-specific responses, this study adds valuable insights into tailoring supplementation strategies for athletic performance. Study design. The study adopted a rigorous randomized, triple-blind, crossover approach to ensure reliable results. It involved 52 resistance-trained athletes evenly divided between females and males. Participants were administered either a 3 mg/kg dose of caffeine or a placebo before engaging in a series of sprints using the Wingate test, a widely recognized protocol to assess anaerobic capacity. This structured approach minimized bias and provided clear comparisons of how caffeine affects sprint performance. To maintain consistency, each participant completed 2 separate trials with at least 72 hours between tests to ensure complete recovery. This time gap also allowed researchers to eliminate any residual effects from prior caffeine intake. Before the trials commenced, participants underwent assessments of their dietary and physical habits, which ensured no significant variations could skew the outcomes. The study design included controlling various factors that could influence results, such as refraining from caffeine and alcohol 24 hours before testing. Using a crossover method, participants acted as their own controls, enhancing the robustness of findings. Body composition and mood states were also monitored to see if they impacted caffeine's ergogenic effects during repeated sprints. Study results. The results indicated that caffeine improved sprint performance, with noticeable differences between men and women. On average, men experienced enhanced peak power during the initial sprints, while women saw improvements in later sprints. These findings suggest that caffeine's ergogenic effects may be more pronounced at different times for each sex, highlighting physiological variations. For mean power output, caffeine helped both sexes maintain better performance, particularly during the latter sprints. However, this improvement was more significant in males, suggesting differing caffeine metabolism or physical response mechanisms. These distinctions could be due to differences in muscle fiber composition and energy utilization patterns observed between genders in athletic performances. The study also noted that while the caffeine improved power outputs, it did not significantly alter perceived exertion levels. This implies that caffeine aids performance without making the physical effort feel more taxing. Additionally, variables like body composition and diet were controlled and did not show variance between the test conditions, strengthening the validity of the performance results. Recommendation. For healthy individuals engaged in high-intensity sports, understanding how caffeine affects performance can optimize training and competition strategies. Coaches and athletes might consider incorporating low-dose caffeine intake for improving repeated sprint abilities, tailored to their physiological responses. Caffeine can provide both mental and physical performance enhancements when timed correctly with workouts or competitions. However, it's crucial to tailor caffeine intake to individual needs, particularly considering differences in how men and women respond to supplementation. Female athletes might benefit from caffeine during prolonged efforts, whereas male athletes might see greater gains in initial intense efforts. This individualized approach allows for maximizing the performance benefits of caffeine while minimizing any potential side effects. Ultimately, caffeine remains a valuable tool in an athlete's regimen for enhancing performance. Its usage should consider potential variations in physiological response, possibly attributed to factors like body composition or metabolic rate. Consulting with nutritionists or sports scientists might help personalize caffeine strategies that complement training programs and optimize athletic achievements. Thrivus Surge. Thrivus develops Surge Acute Nootropic to enhance energy and focus. Each serving provides a clinical dose of caffeine, as well as complementary nutrients. Thus, as implied by this study, Surge may enhance athletic performance for both women and men. Surge Acute Nootropic is available to purchase online now in the Thrivus store. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.